Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
True Crime Today.
This is the ongoing story of a small Idaho town and its residents, a tightly knit community that hasn't seen a murder since 2015. An environment where one thought they could feel safe and secure until a quadruple homicide stole the lives of 4 young souls on a mid-November evening, leaving far more questions than answers. Where will the investigation lead, and how do we get there? This is the University of Idaho Murders podcast. 4 killed for what?
I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for joining us. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any breaking updates or discussions on this case as we have them. Scott Roeder continuing to join us in the conversation today. Evidence specialist from Evidence Room, LLC. Let's talk about the investigation a little bit and the sheer amount of FBI agents that were assigned to this case. I'm not criticizing this by any means, so I don't want to come off that way. But 42 FBI agents, is that typical of an investigation like this? I know off the air you had mentioned the JonBenet case, and we're talking a case that is roughly almost 30 years old, only had 2 agents on it. So we are talking a very different place in time. But today, is that typical of that many resources going to an investigation like this?
It's extremely rare. I was trying to research how many FBI agents were involved in the Sandy Hook elementary school shooting disaster. Yeah. And the most I got on that was 25. Mm-hmm. But then again, that killer was quickly found and whatnot. There was a long period of time on this case from the time the crime happened until the arrest was effectuated, but 2.5-3 months, I think. And then there's a lot of social media, Instagram, Snapchat, all the WhatsApps and the text messaging and the Uber apps and the digital technology and all of that stuff. But there was, in addition to the 42 agents, 26 Idaho State Patrol officers and investigators involved, and up to 10 additional police officers from the Moscow Police Department. And if you add that up, that's pretty close to over 100 trained crime investigators. Now, mind you, this is a tragic, tragic death. These 4 beautiful children were killed for no reason of their own fault. Let me just say that, okay?
Sure.
But just over the weekend, we had 10 people killed in Los Angeles at a New Year's thing, and then 8 people were killed the next day, mm-hmm, at another event. I'd find it hard to believe that even two agents are going to be assigned to those potential cases. So I guess I have a question more than I have an answer for you, Tony. And that is, other than the absolute tragedy of four dead human beings, what makes this case so different that 42 FBI agents were involved versus, you know, not even a percentage of that on other multiple homicide involved cases? I don't have an answer for you. I just think that it's interesting, and I can't propose an answer why. I just think it's notable.
Would it be something to the effect of, because they had been tailing him for so long, that you would need different agents in different states, you know, across the country, literally, to continue to tail him? Or would, since it is federal and FBI, would it be just that same group that continues to follow? Or would you be reaching out to different divisions in different areas?
Well, that's an interesting question, because to say that we had FBI agents in every state that he was leaving as he was on the run, as mm-hmm. it were, I don't know if I buy that as a theory, just simply because, you know, the FBI doesn't patrol the highway. That's state highway patrol. And if you have an APB out on a Brian Koberger and a white Elantra, and as evidenced by the footage that came out, they knew who he was, and they stopped him twice within, you know, several miles to get a, kind of get a temperature of him. And they knew that he was in his dad's house because they were flying an airplane above his house for 24 hours prior to going in and arresting him. But that's not what the FBI does, right? The FBI interviews people and things like that. But my understanding is the FBI did not conduct one face-to-face interview with anyone in the investigation of this case. Now, that's not verifiable, but they were simply in a support capacity, which to me says they were scouring social media. And I don't know if you need 42 people to scour social media, but, you know, I don't know. I just think it answers questions. And I'll be interested to see if they call any FBI agents in the criminal trial of this case to give offer and testimony.
I'd be interested to just understand what that is. And I'm not saying anything negative or they shouldn't have done that, because I don't know. I just don't know. It just seems odd that there's that many. Maybe there is a very logical explanation for that we just don't know. Another thing that I know has been floated since day one, and it's been shot down quite a bit, but there's been some interesting notes about it, is the possibility of, was there a second suspect? Koberger initially said, did they arrest anybody else, apparently, when he was initially taken into custody? The other places where that did raise some eyebrows were in some of the affidavits that have been released. But from everyone I've talked to, former FBI agents and all of that, they told me that it seemed to be mainly boilerplate language of, we're going to throw everything, you know, against the wall and see what sticks, in case there would happen to be at some point. What is your thoughts on that?
I don't know. That doesn't sound like boilerplate language to me, Tony. The affidavit had, you know, some parts where they backed off of naming certain people involved in the investigation because there could be a threat to the safety of police officers or the public. I think that is a special circumstance. I don't know what the special circumstance is, but one of the things that are possible, if we're going to speculate a little bit about why some secrecy, and possibly it goes into why is there so many FBI agents, is it possible that there was some sort of unrelated collateral criminal investigation that intersected with this particular quadruple murder? And that would tell you why certain things are being sourced anonymously. That would explain why there's over 100 professional crime officers involved on the case. So I guess my question would be, if we're going to speculate, and I'm not putting this out there as what happened, but in my mind, and it's no fault of anyone, but if there was a collateral, unrelated criminal investigation that was already ongoing on an unrelated matter, but somehow it crossed paths with this quadruple homicide. That could be a reason for both of both the secrecy and the FBI 42 officers.
So
just hypothesizing there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hypothesis and strictly speculation. Are you saying they were already there investigating something else, and then this came about at the same time? So let's use the resources
both
places.
I'll give you an example. Let's say they were, and this is not, I don't want to give a hypothetical, including a real person.
Sure.
Let's just say somebody who used to live in that house 5 years ago was a drug dealer who was trafficking heroin.
Mm-hmm.
And that house was targeted by the DEA as a potential for, this was a drug house 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and they still had somebody monitoring the area.
Okay.
That could be where it's totally unrelated, not anything wrong with these people, mm-hmm. nothing to do with these people. Or maybe it was next door to a house that was under investigation for another matter.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, where you have an area that's being watched for other kinds of crimes, and then this crime kind of stumbles into your scene. So I've seen that happen before where, say, for example, you have, the CIA was investigating terrorism, and they would come across the FBI that was using their suspect as a confidential informant. And then the CIA and the FBI are stepping on each other's toes. Mm. That happens all the time. That also happens with DEA and state police. That happens with FBI and highway patrol. Where, the FBI might be looking for human trafficking, where the DEA is looking for drugs, and they don't know, but they're investigating the similar area for different reasons unrelated to each other. So that's a potential of why that could explode out like that. But that's purely speculation. And, I don't know if that adds to the conversation, but, we're trying to hypothesize a little bit. That's just a hypothesis out there. Just for, chew on, but
sure.
I don't think
Yeah, I mean, none of that is reporting or facts or anything like that. We're just simply
right.
having a
yeah.
conversation regarding what's out there.
Yeah.
yeah. One other thing, and I don't like to hypothesize too much, but since we are on it, is something that has been coming up quite a bit. We're looking at an area that has not had homicides or shootings or anything of that nature really for many years. And to have the Pullman, Washington shooting, where the authorities took down another suspect in an unrelated matters just a few days after this, even mentioned in the car by Brian Koberger and his father when they were pulled over by the highway patrol.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems a little odd that you have two of these sort of, very high profile gun violence related things happening back to back, but not seemingly to be related crime wise or anything to do with one another. Do you have any thoughts on that? Or is that really truly just something that is speculation and just happens to be a coincidence?
Well, if you will allow me to be a little bit esoteric in my answer, Tony, I would love to answer that question because I think it's a very interesting societal phenomenon. When you have, and now mind you, this is just my personal opinion. When you have low vibrational events happening around you,
mm-hmm.
they are contagious. Low vibration breeds low vibration. Love breeds love. They did an experiment one time in Washington, D.C., where they sent 500 yoga teachers to meditate in front of the White House for 30 days. This was a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
During the time those people were meditating, crime in Washington, D.C. went down 50%. love breeds love. Violence breeds violence. You can almost taste it in the air. It happens to me at times too. You know, when I'm dealing with cases, you know, I'll get an officer-involved shooting case that I'm working on, and then all of a sudden I get five officer-involved shooting cases back to back to back to back to back every other day. I'll get an edged weapon case. I'll get three edged weapon cases in a row. I think that's why we have to be careful when we talk in the public arena to not over sensationalize things or talk about it in a way that's not constructive. And that's why I like your show. You have class, you have dignity. You talk about it. I can tell you have love in your voice. That's why I like coming on your show. But then you look at people, and I don't typically like to name names, but you look at ghouls and vampires like Nancy Grace, who set up a picnic table outside of a murder scene and yell into the camera. You know, that is low vibration energy, and that's just going to breed bad times for people. And we should not do that stuff. I think talking about it and understanding human nature, understanding law, understanding science, having intelligent conversations, I think is a very helpful thing to do. But when they go to the level of like Nancy Grace and being vampirish and ghoulish and macabre and setting up a TV studio outside of a murder scene, you know, or Anderson Cooper putting a microphone in the face of a kid of a school shooting victim who just saw it. I mean, that's just opportunistic stuff that breeds more of the same stuff. Mm-hmm. So I guess my answer to your question is bad deeds breed bad deeds. And it's up to you and me and everybody out there in the listening audience to love a stranger, hug a stranger, do a good deed for somebody, because that's going to come back to you times 10. As the Lord is my witness. That's how I feel about it, Tony.
Scott Roeder, evidence specialist from Evidence Room, LLC. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing your insights into this case as we continue to divulge deeper and deeper into it as we seek answers in this very disturbing case. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any episodes of the program. And you can get commercial-free episodes if you'd like through Apple Podcasts. That experience is there for you if you'd like on our channel. My name is Tony Bruschi. You can follow me on Twitter at TonyBPod. Until next time, for all of us here at True Crime Today, thanks for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand. through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.